Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go, back on a Monday. Hey, baseball tonight. Two games on the schedule, two games on Monday Night Football as well. Let's go. Appreciate you waking up with us. We are live across the country, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East. I'm James, she's Chelsea. That's what's coming up. Donkster as well. Chelsea, you got a big morning ahead. Texas Roadhouse from last night on the docket, locked and loaded.
Ah, yes. This is my only activity for the day, is that we had the family feast from Texas Roadhouse, which we have mentioned many a time on the show already. So I will be having a full-on spread for breakfast slash lunch. And I was just telling you this, that I feel like I can eat like lunch foods after the show because we've been awake for a long time and it feels like lunch to me. But I understand some people hold breakfast like very holy in their heart. Yes. And they're like, listen, if it's before the hours of 10:30, we got to have breakfast. I'm not one of those people. Mm-hmm. I feel like once you've been up for 5 hours, you can eat lunch foods if you really want to.
D-Day is shaking his head. I would rather have breakfast, but I'll eat anything. You want to chime in here for the breakfast folk?
Breakfast sandwich king right here. I don't care what time of day it is, I will devour a breakfast sandwich.
1,000%. I'm going to go home and make myself a breakfast sandwich. I'm not just saying that. That's exactly what I'm going to go do. And you know I don't cook. I mean, I'm a terrible cook, but I'm going to do it.
See, I'm not anti-breakfast. It's just that I think you could do both at this time of day. Like, the argument I'm making, is that, like, my ideal situation would be like a brunch buffet where you can choose both. Honestly, I feel like that's the best buffet of like all time is when you can do breakfast foods, but also like get a little like the high dollar meat because you don't get that if it's just a breakfast buffet. It's like, here's some bacon and some old eggs. But if it's a brunch buffet, you might have some prime rib.
High dollar meat. That's the way to go. Now you have some meat left over. And then you, steak and eggs. You know, you could do that. I mean, a steak will last 2-3 days easy. Keep that ready to go. Switch it up. Maybe that's Tuesday. I'm just throwing it out there.
But then I would have to cook the eggs. And here's the thing. With all of the lunch sides, I simply put them on a plate and put them in the microwave. So I don't know about you, but I am ravenous after this show. To the point where if I make eggs, I have to have a snack while I'm making the eggs. Like, I have to have, like, a block of cheese or something.
A block of cheese. A whole block of cheese? A whole wheel of cheese? Well, I don't blame you.
Those little squares.
Oh, okay. That's good. I was like, wow, you got a whole wheel of cheese, Chelsea? Well, you know, if you're hungry, you're hungry. You do your thing. Come next on Bet Sweats, Joe Owen, Sammy P. I can't wait to hear what they have to say about Penn State firing James Franklin. Wow, still hard to believe. Then Jason LaConfora is along at 10 o'clock. All right, here we go. We've talked about it. Now it's time to be about it and hand out our favorite plays of the night.
Time to place your bets.
Okay, Chelsea, get us started.
All right, best bet of the day is going to be the first five under four runs between the Mariners and the Blue Jays. We saw last night that it was a low-scoring affair, and I understand that both of these offenses certainly have high-end potential, but I think this is going to be the best pitching matchup of this entire series. What we've seen from Trey Yesavage of the Blue Jays is nothing but absolute gas. Like, we saw it against the Yankees. Even on the road at Yankee Stadium in a playoff environment, This 22-year-old pitched his absolute best. 5 1/3 hitless innings with 11 punchouts. And here's the other thing. I feel like he has the advantage over the Mariners hitters simply because the Mariners haven't seen him before. Like last night, we knew that Cal Raleigh had great numbers against Kevin Gausman. It's not going to be one of those things where it's like, hey, I've seen his stuff before. No, Trey Savage only pitched 3 regular season games because he is a rookie. Then you look at the other side of the coin, Logan Gilbert has been him in the postseason. 8 innings with a 1.13 ERA. And plus, it just feels to me like these playoff games play so close to the vest that, you know, if either of these guys struggle, feels like the leash is going to be short, but I trust both of these pitchers. Best pitching matchup, it feels like, of the series to me. So first 5 under 4 for -102, this feels like a great play.
Yeah, I love that. I'm going to go under 4 and a hook at -145. Your number is better if you don't want to lay that much juice. Totally understand that. I think worst case scenario, you probably end up with a push and you savage. I think the only sabotage factor is, will he be overwhelmed by the moment? But man, he went to the Bronx and shut down the Yankees, so I just don't think it's going to happen. And Gilbert has pitched 7 straight games where he's given up 2 runs or less. So I'm with you. Let's go under in the first 5.
Yeah, I just added this one as a squad play because I saw it on your card and I was like, this is too good of a play not to play. So it's going to be a squad play. The Dodgers in the first 5 on the money line at -145 against the Brew Crew. The Brewers are going to go with an opener. Maybe they go to Quinn Priester after this. But you cannot ignore what Blake Snell has been doing down the stretch. If you look at his last game against the Phillies, 6 innings of 1-hit ball with no earned runs and 9 strikeouts. And we've seen this from Blake Snell. He's had at least 9 strikeouts in back-to-back postseason games. And even dating back to the regular season, when Blake Snell is dialed in, he's absolutely dialed in. I know there were stretches of the season this far that, you know, he hasn't looked like somebody who's won a Cy Young, but now he does. This is not a pitcher I want to fade today, and this is certainly not a Dodgers lineup that I ever want to fade, especially in the postseason. Because I know the Brewers have great regular season numbers, but this Dodgers lineup turns it on when it comes to the postseason. Even guys further down the lineup, like Kike Hernandez, are always good for a clutch hit. So I'm going to go with the Dodgers on the first 5 money line with you, Jinx, at -145.
Yeah, I just can't deny how good Blake Snell has been, and I got to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A little concerned when I look at his home versus road splits, because on the road this season, 0-3 with a 4.30 ERA. However, that doesn't include what he did against the Phillies in the NLCS, where he just shut them down. And also, if you look at him, you know, he was injured for much of the season. And sometimes it takes a pitcher a little bit to sort of round into form. Now he's rounding into form, which is why he's been so good. ERA of under 2, 1.38 in the postseason. I can't ignore what he did against Philly. And I think we see more of the same tonight. So I'm with you. Dodgers first 5 money line, -145. And the Dodgers are, going back to the regular season, the third best first 5 team in all of baseball. So they tend to generate runs early. I think that happens tonight. I do have a bet on Monday Night Football. Let's do this. Bill Kroski Merritt, 50-plus rushing yards plus Commanders money line is -130. If you want to go Bill 60-plus yards and Commanders money line, that is +120 if you want some plus money there. This number has skyrocketed in the props market. So this opened with Kroski Merritt sitting at 63.5 rushing yards. It's at 70.5 now, which is absolutely stupid. But the reason why is that this is true strength
versus true weakness. The Commanders average more yards per carry than any team in the National Football League, the best rushing team. The Bears have the worst rushing defense in the NFL. They allow more than 6 yards per carry. Look at what Bill did last week against the Chargers. That was his real coming out party. 14 carries, 111 yards, 2 touchdowns. Most carries he has had all season. I think he's going to be fed even more tonight. He will be the key for the Commanders. And even though Washington likes to talk about running back by committee, they've also said if a guy gets hot or we go throughout the season, we will keep feeding the guy who gives us the best chance to win. Bill is that guy. As for the Commanders on the money line, this number opened at Commanders minus 3. Liked it there. Don't like it at Commanders minus 5.5, which is where it sits now. So money coming in on Washington. Ultimately, I think the Commanders can take advantage of the Bears on the ground. I'm not quite sure I trust Caleb Williams just yet, despite that really good performance against Dallas. And this is a revenge spot for the Commanders. Make no mistake. I know this is going to trickle down throughout the team. They all know the Commanders interviewed Ben Johnson for their head coaching job before Dan Quinn. Commanders brass was in the air on their way to Chicago. Ben Johnson would not pick up the phone. That is disrespectful. I'm telling you, this team, this franchise, has not forgotten about that. They had the momentum after last week's win against the Chargers. Let's go, Bill. 50-plus rushing yards, Commanders money line, minus 130.
Ah, and it's correlated. That's good for same-game parlays because obviously you're going to run the ball more if your team is winning, which is part of the parlay, so we like it.
All right. I was going to say we like the doctor, do we? I don't know. We got to check in regardless. He is a part of this show, sort of. Doctor, good morning.
I want to apologize for hitting Dylan. That's not who we are.
You hit Dylan?
Well, I wanted to, and I definitely thought about it.
Well, why would you think about doing that?
No real reason. I just feel like I've been soft on the show, and that's why I'm having trouble with the ladies. So everyone should know I can be a real bad boy. You don't have to provoke me, and I'm willing to go to jail.
Oh, well, new you, Donkster. Okay. Do you have a bet?
I do. Dodgers, money line, minus 150 against Milwaukee.
Okay. That's over. Oh, look at this. Just in time. Joe, good morning. What did you think when James Franklin got the axe? This is not something that would have been on my bingo card before the season started.
Funny enough, throughout the week we were saying, but it was more a joking manner because I was like, they can't lose back-to-back games as a 20-plus point favorite. But if they do, he's got to go. He's got to go 3 in a row. And it finally happened. I think there were enough people fed up with the lack of performance against top 5, top 10 teams. So I was watching the end of that game. I couldn't believe it because I've seen enough Northwestern to know that that is not. Those are two brutal, brutal teams to go back to back. He had to go, but $50 million? Okay. Right. Yeah, better make an upgrade. Good luck, man. So, yeah, shocked by that.
How much faith do you have in the Bears tonight? And that defense is giving up 6.2 yards per carry to opposing running backs.
I have been torn on this game all week. And I'm at a point where I don't know why this line is moving. Like, it started, went up a full point yesterday to 5.5. 5.5? I think that's a bit much. It feels like we're getting into that territory. I am not a Bears backer by any means. You guys know that. We're getting healthier. I want to see what Ben Johnson has after preparing for 2 weeks. I think the game's kind of close.
Yeah, I agree. Early, I leaned Washington, but now it's too many points. Joe, have a great show. Good to see you as always. And we're out of time for this edition of The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network for the entire crew and Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. Good luck in your bets. Have a great Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.